Well, it's a gorgeous, if not cooler, day for football here on the campus of Rocky Mountain College. Time for our pregame interview with the head coach of the Rocky Mountain College Battling Bears, Brian Armstrong. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on a great victory last weekend. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Good way to start out the season. I thought our kids came out and played pretty well, considering it was the opening. You're always nervous about that first one. You know how it's supposed to look, but until you actually get it out there in a game situation, you don't know how it's going to look. But overall, pretty happy. Good way to start the season.
Well, when we talked last week, you told me what you guys wanted to do offensively, and you told me that your defense is probably going to be the strong suit of the team this year, and it showed well as you held them to 3 points and nearly pitched the shutout against them. Your thoughts on how the defense played against Dickinson?
I think a good solid opener. Obviously, we faced a much bigger test today, and if we can sit here and say, hey, they nearly pitched a shutout, I'll be feeling pretty good probably. So, can't complain about that, but much, much bigger test this afternoon.
Well, of course, you do take on the defending national champs and top-ranked Carroll College Fighting Saints. They didn't play last week, so you don't have any film on them, but you got a perennial powerhouse. What are you expecting from these Saints today?
Large, angry, physical men usually is kind of what they are, and so I'm sure they're going to be the same again. Very solid at the quarterback position and the running back position. They got a lot of old linemen coming back. Defensively, I think they lost, maybe five or six starters, five, I think. But, a lot of those kids, they roll big numbers up on people. So a lot of those kids have played a lot of football, especially, going deep into the playoffs and playing four or five extra games. So they've got a lot of game experience, and they're going to be very good.
Well, there were a couple injuries last week that, of course, will play a factor in today's game. You guys lost Shade Terrio last week, unfortunately, with the ACL injury, if memory serves. And then, of course, Bryce got injured with the sprained ankle in the third quarter. First of all, talk about the loss on Shade, and then tell us about what's the situation with Bryce.
Very disappointed for Shade. He's a guy that, I think this offseason had really kind of come into his own. He was playing with some confidence and excited, and unfortunately, that's kind of football, it seems like. But, he has a redshirt year to use, too. So, we'll get him fixed up and rehabbed, and he'll have a couple more years here. As far as Bryce, sprained ankle, he's been pretty limited this week. He won't start today. I think he's going to be able to play. It's kind of a game time. We'll see how it looks, kind of deal. So.
Well, with that situation, I'm sure Paxton's been taking snaps during practice this week. What's his mindset for coming into today? Is your playbook limited at all, or is it full slate?
He's starting his first game, so I wouldn't say we're limited. I wouldn't say we're full slate. I'd say we're somewhere in the middle. But, that's kind of the whole football deal. It's next man up, and injuries are just a part of the game, and, good programs are able to plug in the next guy and move forward. And so hopefully we're going to be able to do that today.
You guys have played Carroll tough the last three consecutive times you played them. Matter of fact, last year, both games could have come away with a victory. What's going to be the key to come away with that victory today?
Scoring one more point than they do. But, close doesn't count unless you're playing horseshoes or hand grenades. I was told that in kindergarten, I think. So, it's a new year with a whole new set of strengths, a whole new set of problems, and, we'll see you today how it comes out.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and enjoy the cooler weather today.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Head Coach Brian Armstrong of the Battling Bears, 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Battling Bears Football on KURL.